where's your group at? What do you like? Where are they a week into this thing?
I like what we did yesterday. I really did. I thought we, as a group, we competed better than what we have thus far in the training camp. It's an old adage with me that once we put pads on, that's when we start finding out about what type of group we have when we put pads on. And first couple practices and pads, we were, you know, we just weren't ourselves. We have to develop a personality. I thought yesterday was the first step towards for us as a group, offensive line group, to develop that personality, which we need, okay, right, to run the ball better, to protect better, to do all the things that's necessary to have a good offense.
Coach was saying, too, that you get the temperatures amping up a little bit. It gets the big guys kind of working up a sweat. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, they do. And you know what? That really, it's a fine line, okay, between mental toughness and taking care of your body when you're out there. We, as the training staff in particular, you know, it's up to the player when it comes to practice to be hydrated. It's up to, you know, all of us coaches and the trainers to keep them hydrated as much as we can during the training camp. It's a little bit different in the old days. In the old days when I wore a uniform that, you know, we might have got an ounce of water as the practice went on. You know, we keep them good and hydrated. But they're gonna experience some things. They have to adjust to it, just like you're going to experience down in Jacksonville first preseason game.
Nice having Will Beattie back on the field after battling injuries through OTAs and minicamp.
Yeah, it is. And he's done a nice job. You know, he surely is right now working through the pain in his back, but doesn't show many signs of it. I know from time to time he'll go and get rechecked just to make sure everything's okay. But William has missed so much time, as I mentioned to him the other day. When was the last time you had pads on? First day we put pads on. Well, it was November of 2011. So they felt a little bit different for him. But he worked through it, and he's really progressing very well. I just hope that, as we all do, that, you know, the back holds up for him and is able to continue to work through it.
Coach, how vital is he to this offensive line?
Well, you know, everybody's vital to the offensive line success because you need as many guys, in particular with the experience that you've had in the past. And Williams certainly fits a very good piece of the puzzle because he can play left tackle athletically, and that allows us to keep David Deal at right tackle and then, you know, work the younger groups into the backup roles, you know, as we see it.
I know one big goal of your group this year is to improve blocking in terms of the running game. What can you do in camp now that you have pads on in terms of teaching to start making those strides there?
Well, it's an attitude, and that's where it starts. It starts as an attitude that we're going to run the football, and we're going to knock the defenders out of the gap. Now, we have a very good defensive line, as you well know, but we're going to play against some very good defensive lines. So it's going to be an attitude of our technique's got to be better than theirs, and then the passion and the effort to be able to finish the box, and the coordination with the tight ends and the running backs. I mean, that's as much as anything in the running game, and there's nobody better that directs the running game more so than Eli Manning. You know, right? He can get us in and out of good plays, but it's up to us. There's very rarely it's going to be a perfect play, all right? But we have to make whatever play is called, we have to execute and make it work and get a crack for a running back to get up in there. That's our job as offensive linemen.
Do you sense better continuity this year than you did this point last year?
I do. And the reason I do is because we've had more work with the group. You know, in particular, David Boss came to us, and he's playing such a key position as center. And then, you know, he comes in. He really had to learn the offense last year. He had to learn who, all right, the guys on the offensive line were. He didn't, I mean, he knew my name. He probably didn't know anybody more than that. But he played tremendous through the playoffs. And he, thus far, in particular, okay, along with David Deal and Chris Snead and Kevin Booth, are really, all right, taking off where they left off in the Super Bowl. So I'm really pleased to see that. We are pleased to see that as a coaching staff. But we still have a lot of work to do. Continuity, right, at this point, is much better than it was at this point last year.
First camp coming in as a starter. How did he handle that? Is there anything that
he
changed?
No, he's started enough games in his career to really, it's not another shock. What I'm pleased with Kevin and what he has done is he's taken bull by the horn, and you know, once you develop into a starter, you kind of go through and say, look, I'm not going to lose a starting job. Whatever happens, you know, as a player, you don't want to lose a starting job. So that keeps the edge on you, that keeps the intensity, that keeps the sense of urgency. And he surely has a sense of urgency in doing that.
You see that?
Oh, I sure do. He, you know, he's a guy that obviously, you know, it's taken him a while to work into the starting role with the New York Giants, and he does not take it for granted.
I mean, you've had him for a while now.
Yes.
What is this the track you imagined for him, or was he slow developing?
No, Kevin was not slow in developing. What he was is, obviously, he was a versatile backup for us from the previous years that he's been with us. And because of retirement, injuries, et cetera, and his level of play has picked up remarkably, he's earned that starting position. He fought hard, and he made the guys in front of him better. That's the key. If you can get your backups to make the guys in front of them better, man, you really have it going in. The overall depth is really something we have to develop. You know, it's a great question, because right now we have some young players that have entered the NFL, and we're counting on them to have depth. We have some veteran players that we have in that position, so the depth has got to develop over the next few weeks of training camp for sure, see where we're at. Well, I think the younger guys, in particular, the three rookies, are really pleasant. I don't want to say surprise because, well, maybe it is a surprise because I didn't know them. They didn't know me. But the passion they have for the game of football is very pleasing from a coaching standpoint. They come to work every day. Their attention span is very good. And they, for surely, when they come out in the field, they give good effort. Now, the techniques aren't as sharp as they need to be, et cetera, but you're gonna see that with young players. But if you have the passion, all right, both in the classroom, on the football field, you're going to be a good NFL player. Could be a great NFL player. I would think that, you know, we're sick of, because the one thing that we've been accustomed to, rightfully so, as a New York Giant offensive line, is we take pride in running the football. And for the most part, in the 9 years I've been here, 8 years going on, 9 years I've been here, we've had success running the football, which we've had great running backs to be able to display that. We've also had a good cohesion and work effort with the offensive line working together. So, you know, that's been something that has worked out very well for us.